There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The podcast world is growing bigger every day, and Himalaya wants to help you navigate it. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with the Himalaya Tip Jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store and download Himalaya. That's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A. And don't forget to follow Worst First once you're there. Love, Brittany. Guys, we are back this week with Worst First. I have an amazing guest. He is one of the most talented directors, and I think like the king of horror, honestly, because Hostel was scary as shit. We have Eli Roth here, and I am so happy you came to do this.
I'm so happy you invited me. Yeah. I love that you're doing this because you are one of my favorite people, and every time we talk, I'm laughing.
Yay!
I just find your sense of humor, it's so dark and wickedly funny.
Thanks.
And you're one of my favorite people because you are unoffendable.
Yeah.
In a way. And I don't mean that like your feelings couldn't be hurt, but yeah. I mean that any jokes I make, like you'll come back with something equally as dark. And
yes.
Those are generally the people that I really vibe with.
Especially in a world where everyone's offended.
Yes, everything. Where everyone's offended by any, you sort of collect the people who are like, okay, I know I can make like really dark, sick jokes around.
Yeah, and it's a safe space.
Yes, like it's our weird, horrible things.
Fucked up safe space, yeah. Where we're like, we can be creepy and fucked up and no one's gonna judge us. It's not gonna leave this room.
I know.
I love that.
It's fun.
I'm so glad you're here, and I know, but obviously you're a storyteller for a living, you know, being a director, you're a storyteller. And so that's another reason why I really wanted to have you on, because I was like, he's a fucking storyteller.
I have some stories.
I want to hear
it. I have some stories that are pre-cell phone, and I have some stories from now, you know, because I always talk about what it was like to date in the 90s in New York City before cell phones. And anything that was recorded, it was just like there was no record of anything.
You guys got away with fucking murder.
We got to be fucking nuts. We got to do crazy. I mean, not behave like animals, but there was just a general behavior level that was kind of indulgent and accepted. It wasn't the 70s. It wasn't like the pre-AIDS era. Or, you know, we had heard about Studio 54 and then we got hit with AIDS. So everyone was like super cautious about everything. But, you know, when I was 18, I went to NYU to go to film school. And then after I lived there and I moved into an apartment with my two friends, Dave and Randy. Randy, who I wrote Cabin Fever with.
Oh,
and
God.
And it was just like a free-for-all. Like, it was so fun because we had different groups of friends, and so there were always people at our apartment, and we wanted it to be like the hangout and the party place and this, you know, and then I've had, you know, look, it's funny because now I'm like recently single,
yeah,
so I'm back in the dating world, so you have to have, you know, kind of dating again,
it's kind of
starting from scratch, kind of in the Me Too era, in the this era, in the cell phone era, in the everything you, every text message you send is now
so careful
on record. It's like a whole different sort of way
yeah.
you approach you have to take to
it's
dating.
Scary.
It's scary.
It's almost like, because you don't know people until obviously you get to know them. And so you're meeting all these new people and you're like, oh my God. I don't want to say something that offends them. I don't want to say something they're going to use against me. I don't want to say something like, it's
you have
scary.
To put everything through the filter of, if I have sex with this person, will I lose my entire career over it if they say something about me? Like,
yes.
It's crazy, but yeah. Look, as someone who makes horror movies, I'm always thinking about worst case scenario. So you're always thinking, you're just like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this was 10 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's go back to my house. Like, carefree. I'd be way more mm-hmm. open about who, and it's really about who you let into your life. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times you think, well, now, you know, whereas before, if you were hooking up with a few different girls, you're like, yeah, I fucked her, I don't want a car, I'll let this one kind of fade
no
away.
No big deal.
Now there's a thing of like, wow, do I really, it's in a way it's good because it really makes you double think and triple, quadruple think, if I want to be intimate with this person, and are you serious about it? Are you really going to follow up?
Yeah.
Or if this is someone you're just hooking up with, are you both on the same page about that? Or are they going to have expectations? And if mm-hmm. you can't meet those expectations,
they're going to freak out.
Things are going to, you know, things can turn bad. And now all of a sudden, I'm in a vulnerable position with that. When you're 20s and you're broke, nobody cares. You're
no
like,
one
you're worthless.
Cares, yeah.
But now you're like, okay, if you're a target, you just have to be. So all it does is just makes you be, it's not like poor me.
Right.
You just have to be careful.
You have to be careful. And I think it's like, you know, obviously, you know, the girls these days, like, there's just so much going on. And obviously, yes, rightfully so, there's been a lot that's happened. And so rightfully so, a lot of these girls are coming forward and a lot of stuff's happened. But, you know, I've personally known you and I think you're amazing. And I am so excited for you just to, like, I want to hear your stories. I'm just so excited.
So let me, I'll tell you, like, a couple from back in the day. I used to do extra work.
What?
First, all the time. Oh,
what?
Oh, dude. This was notorious. I was literally known as the worst. First, I was a PA. So I was on the street corner when they were making Meet Joe Black. And the AD was like, Eli, you got to lock up, which is when you stop and hold traffic. Fifth Avenue, it was June. They were shooting Meet Joe Black. It's Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins walking down the street.
Oh, my God.
And you had, like, Japanese tourists. And like, New York City, it's a beautiful June summer day. And I had to be the guy being, folks, could you please just no flashes?
Guys,
told you.
Yeah,
like,
stop!
And
the cabs are just running you over.
The ADs knew they could throw me into any situation and I could handle it. I was very, very good at handling crowds because I could be funny, I could be charming. I wasn't the guy going, back up! You know, some people take a very aggressive attitude, which the New Yorkers are going to, you know, come right back with. But
yeah.
So you got to use a little judo. Like, I remember there'd be homeless people fighting in Tompkins Square Park in, like, January when they were shooting this, like, a TV show in some building, and they'd be like, Eli, you got to go and take care of that.
What?
Like,
a loaf of bread? Come on, guys.
I went out with cups of soup. I would walk into the middle of the park, and this is when it was dangerous, and it was drug addicts and homeless.
Yeah.
I'd bring out 20 cups of soup, and they're like, what? And they would just look at me, and I'd go, oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. We're filming right up there, and we have all this extra food. And instead of throwing it away, I said, why don't we give it to the guys outside? They might want it. And they all come around. They're all drinking. So they're like, suddenly everyone stopped. Like, food solves everything. Yeah. People stop. And they go, and then I go, and they're like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, sorry. Oh, thank you. And they go, oh, do you need us to be quiet? I go, no. Well, do you know what? Maybe let me just say, well, actually, you know, if you guys could hold up for 5 minutes, that would be awesome. Do you guys need it? And they're like, oh, sorry to bother you. Like, suddenly you just, you make them part of the team. Like, they go, hey, there are these construction workers outside sawing open the street. Go handle them. I go out with, like, a bunch of donuts and cappuccino. So sorry, guys. We have all this extra food. Do you guys want some? Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys need us to hold up. Like, I'm telling you, food can change.
Dude.
Free food solves everything. Food solves all problems.
Wow.
So I would do the casting where I would work for this extras casting director. And we would sign up, like maybe 500 people. This is like for the Barbra Streisand movie, The Mirror's Two Faces.
Oh,
and then
God.
I would act in it as a terrible extra. So
I
would
right
sign
the
there
camera.
In the morning. Oh, no, I'm so bad because there's a scene where she goes, it's on YouTube where they're like, Barbra Streisand's like, I heard once when we fall in love, we hear Puccini in our heads. And this kid next to me goes, ah, moi, Puccini. And she goes, who said that? So, of course, like 10 people, everyone's like, that was me. So she'll put the camera because what you want is an upgrade. Because if you say a line, if the director says you get a line, then you can get upgraded from being an extra, which is $99 a day, to being a SAG day player, which is like $1,500 a day.
Right.
So suddenly it's like your rent is paid and it's how you get into SAG. So everyone's like, people are just like doing anything for
people
a line.
People are like, fish!
Yeah.
Like, shut up!
Like yelling stuff. So she puts the camera on me and these guys, and we're like being terrible extras. Like, Puccini, yeah. She puts a camera
like,
on me.
This.
There's a close-up of me. And people were like, you look like her gay son with Elliot Gould. That's why she's filming you. So she keeps like in front of 300 people. So while I'm there, I'm like talking to this girl from Staten Island. You kind of go in the holding room, and I would sign in like 300 or 500 people, me and my friend Lloyd and my friend Jill Kushner. We worked for the extras casting, and we would like hand out the vouchers, sign them in, and then if it was a scene like the college student scene, we would work as extras. So I'm there and I'm talking to this one girl And she's from Staten Island. And she was like kind of like nice. And when you're on a movie set and it's like you're shooting all night.
Long day.
And you're waiting.
Yep.
You kind of get in crazy conversations. Mm-hmm. You just have this weird alchemy of people. And everybody knew that I worked for Judy, the extras casting director. And so I would see them in the morning and I knew their name and handed their, I was like kind of an employee, but also kind of an extra. And I had worked production. So I knew the ADs. I knew the press. Suddenly I was just one of those
like
guys.
Like kingpin.
I kind of knew people on sets. Yeah. Of all the extras. So, but it was a great chance. It's almost like you condense 10 first dates into one. You could really, really get into like crazy intense conversations about like sex and relationships and life. Mm-hmm. Like people just, cause they're actors and everyone's vulnerable. So this girl, she's like, let's, like, somehow, I like, we wind up exchanging, you know, you write down phone numbers back then. There was no cell phones. So, like, let's go on a date. And she was from Staten Island. And I remember, like, me and my friend. God.
She's like, let's go on a date.
Yes. I can't do her voice, but it was basically.
Can we go on a date? What, it was, do you want to, like, go on a date,
it,
or what?
It wasn't quite my cousin Vinny. Right, and she's, like, very nice, but it was that, it was, like, that kind of accent.
Right.
So, I remember telling, like, she, it was hanging out with her friend, and she somehow, I don't know how, but it wound up as like a double date. Like, I talked to my friend Jamie, who was from Toronto, and he was like, studied film composing, and he was like sort of a nerdy, intellectual kind of movie geek guy. And I'm like, do you want to go out with these girls in Staten Island? He's like, of course I do. So we're like, how do we get to Staten Island? It's like, we have to take the ferry. And it's like our first time, like, taking the ferry to Staten Island. And these girls meet us, and they picked us up in their car, and this girl very nice, and she was really sweet, and we're like, she's like, there's this, oh my god, there's this amazing restaurant we love that we like go to, and I'm sitting with Jamie, we're in the back seat, we're like, we're looking around, and I just will never forget it, him just like looking at me, and this, like, it dawns on him, we just pull up at this parking lot, and there's just the Big Red Apple, and just says Applebee's.
No.
And these girls are like pitching it like it's the greatest restaurant, because like the mozzarella sticks are amazing and they have these fritters, and they knew the Applebee's menu, and I was just like, and Jamie's looking at me like
he's like
and I was like, yeah, like, and I just looked at him and I was like, we're in a movie.
Oh.
And we're going all in. I was like, there's no fighting this. We're just going with it. So we go to Applebee's and we're just like having this dinner, and we're like trying to be nice and friendly, the girls are like, like, this is the biggest thing, and, like, we wind up paying, and the girl's like, can't believe that we paid for Applebee's. And then Jamie's like, we got, like, what are we going to do? I was like, let's at least, we said we'd go to the movies, so we went to see Fargo, because that this dates this, right?
Applebee's, oh my God.
So we went to Applebee's, then we're like, let's go to see Fargo, because it's really fun. And the girls just, they couldn't, you've never seen two girls hate a movie more.
Really?
Because they didn't get it at all. So me and Jamie are like,
like,
this is
amazing.
An unheralded masterpiece.
Yeah, this was insane. Yeah.
He's talking about Carter Burwell's score. I'm talking about the Coen brothers. And I had assumed.
And the girl's like, I think I still got chicken taco on my teeth.
That was exactly that. So we're sitting there, and it's, look, I'm not like a snob. If someone doesn't like a movie or doesn't, I don't need everyone. I know that I'm a super movie nerd, so I don't expect everyone that I go to the movies with to be at that level of like knowing who the Coen brothers are. But these girls were like aggressively hating the movie.
Oh,
so I was like,
oh my God.
Fine. And then they're like, the one girl's like, well, let's just go back to my house. And we're like, okay, great. So we go back.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
So now I'm like obsessed to see what the house looks
like. Where do these people come from that think Applebee's is Benihana? Like, where do they come from? Who are they? What is your structure? I mean, Applebee's is bomb. Don't get me wrong. I've eaten Applebee's many a time, but Applebee's,
we were in high,
like,
school.
It was like McDonald's. So
yeah,
fast
exactly.
Food. Yeah, okay.
So we go, no disrespect to Applebee's.
Yeah,
but,
no disrespect.
It wasn't Jean-Georges. So, and I wasn't like, we didn't have money. I wasn't like a food snob, but I just thought there'd be at least a little, something that wasn't a train restaurant.
Yeah.
So we go back to the house, and I look, and it's my first time in a Staten Island Jewish house. Now, I grew up in Newton in Jewish houses, but all of the plastic, there was plastic on the furniture.
The couch was covered in plastic.
The couches were covered in plastic. Yeah. Yes, they sit down, you're like, and I was like, I'd only seen that in movies.
That's
like
crazy.
That was like something that was like out of a Scorsese movie. I was like, what? And I was like, why would you cover the plot? I was like,
it's
was
like
so
supposed to be comfortable.
It was the most incomprehensible. Yeah. And Jamie, who's from Toronto, has never experienced Staten Island like Jewish girls like this. And he's Jewish, and he's looking at me, and we're like
horrified.
Archaeologists now. We're just like on an expedition, and I looked, and on the coffee table, there was a book, and she's like, careful with that. And I go, what is it? And it was her bat mitzvah album.
No.
On the coffee table. And it wasn't like photos. It was the kind where you had the photos printed into this thick, thick stock cardboard. And she's like, be careful with that. Be careful with that. And I was like, why? And she goes, because it's for show. And I go, what do you mean? She's like, well, when my parents' friends come over, my parents like to act like they're really Jewish and like they're really active in temple, even though they don't give a shit. So they leave the album out as if it's really important.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I've never encountered like fake
it's like a,
Jews
before. It's like a prop, a Jewish prop. Yeah, that's a prop. Be careful with that.
Dude, everything was a prop.
Stop.
Everything in the house was all for show. And I'm like, what about that menorah? They're like, that's for show. I'm like, what about the Kiddush cup? Completely
what
for show.
What about the
mezuzah? The mezuzah, for show. She's like, I've never used any of this stuff, but my parents leave it out for when their friends come over. And then she's like, let's go in my room.
They were fake Jews.
They were fake Jews. So then she immediately pivots. She's like, let's go in my room.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay. And so now Jamie was clearly not into the other girl. And he's looking. And I just leave him. I was like, see you, buddy. And I leave him on the couch with this other girl who's like, and we hear this like.
They're all sticking.
I hear this. Like a spider in a Harry Potter movie.
Every time they moved, you could just hear it.
And poor Jamie. And poor Jamie's just looking at me, and I'm like, you know, that expression.
Jamie, we're sorry.
You take the grenade.
Damn. You're
just covering it for the rest of you know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you had that expression.
Take the grenade.
I'll take the grenade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Guys do that when they go out with
like, if there's like the annoying friend, it's like, it's, or like annoying, and this is just like.
Yeah.
I'll take the grenade. I'll take the hit. You go.
Yeah.
So Jamie
it's like
is
a
like
war thing.
So Jamie, yeah. So Jamie sits there and he's like, and this girl was just annoying.
Oh,
like she
no.
was like the girl I was with was nice, but the other girl just hated everything. Everything was miserable. Disagree with that. And so
except
now,
Applebee's. She
except
loved
Applebee's.
Applebee's.
She loved Applebee's. She loved that we paid for Applebee's. So Jamie's just with this like kind of angry frump. We leave him on the plastic couch, which is fine. He can spill all the drinks he wants. No one's gonna get in trouble. And I go in this girl's room.
Oh my God.
And she's in this little dress, which I thought was interesting choice. Not like jeans and a t-shirt. We were pretty casual, and she wore like a dress, which is sweet.
Aww.
And we're hooking up, and she unzips the side of her dress, and the dress comes out, and she had tissues, and she'd stuffed her bra.
No.
Yes.
Like.
And your face right now, I know people listening can't see your face. That was it was me. Doing everything not to, I suddenly put my hands on her breast and I took out and I had two handfuls of tissues. She had, with like tissue paper, she had stuffed her, which was the weirdest. I thought that was like a scene in Animal House.
Oh,
I'd never
my God.
In my life.
I thought that was like a joke.
I thought
like,
it,
I
was
didn't think
it was too.
A joke
too. I didn't
thing.
Think anyone actually really did that. Certainly not people in their mid 20s. I was like, why would you think, and it was such a weird thing of like, why would you think I would.
Need
care
that.
Or
yeah,
need
yeah,
that
yeah,
or
yeah,
like
yeah.
be like, well, I'm out of here. Yeah. She's an A
what
cup.
Are these?
Like,
I don't have to blow my nose.
Or,
yeah.
or as if I hadn't seen that before
right,
when we
right.
were on the set hanging out for like
yeah.
three nights before.
Yeah.
But I was so weirded out
weird.
By the tissues.
Weird.
I was like, hey, I should ask you, what time is the last ferry back? I didn't even really think about
oh
that.
Oh my God, you're like.
And then she's like. I think it's at like 11:40 or like 11:55. I was like, what time is it? She's like, it's 11:30. I'm like, well, how far is the ferry? She's like, it's only like 15 minutes from here. I'm like, well, what happens after the last ferry? Like, we're stuck on Staten Island.
Like,
I'm like, we have to leave right now.
You're like, I'm stuck.
And she's
on
like,
the
okay. So
couch.
She like,
stop.
Sips. And I was like, Jamie, we got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, and then they were like, kind of taking forever. And I'm like, I really don't want to miss, like, this
You're
has been
like, I don't want to get stuck here
I
with freaking tissue girl.
And then Jamie's like, are we going to be stuck here with these? Like, we're going to be stuck all night? Like, I can't spend that. I'm like, no, we got to go, we got to go,
oh
we got.
God.
So they race us to the ferry, and this actually happened. I never thought this would happen to me in my life. We ran. We're like, bye. We get out of the car. We're running as the ferry's pulling
Stop.
Away. And the gate's down, and we jump over the closed gate.
Stop.
And the ferry's pulling out.
Stop.
And we fucking did it.
And
we
you made it.
Like a scene in a 70s movie,
what
we fucking jumped onto the ferry as it was pulling away over like 3 or 4 feet of water. And we landed. And the guys, like the guards looking, are like, "What? Are you guys crazy?" And we.
And then as you shout to the girls, you're like, "Applebee's isn't that great."
We just fucking, we were laughing
what
so
the
hard.
Fuck,
we were
dude.
Laughing. Jamie's like, and Jamie had been holding, he's like, I've never seen, is this what American girls are like? I've never, like, he was
Scary.
Sort of fresh off the boat from Toronto.
Oh my God.
I was
God.
Like, dude, this is, that's a first for me.
That and you is, still had a handful of tissues? You're like,
the tissues, yeah, we like let them go and it just went in the water. I told him about the tissues. It was,
holy shit.
And so it wasn't like a disaster. I mean, It was just one of those dates. I was like, we will never forget this.
No.
Down to the photo finish of us jumping onto the ferry.
Insane.
In the getaway, yeah.
The fact that, like, she had stuffed her bra and didn't think, oh, I'm going to go in the bathroom before I hook up with him and take him out. Because, like, what's going to happen? You know, as soon as you unzip your dress, they're going to be there.
But that's what I was thinking.
Like, why would she not think to take
why
him
Why would
out?
She not think, like, why she was, like, him. It's like me...
She left him. She was like, these are cool, I guess. I mean, it's like a costume.
Maybe he has
a
runny nose.
Wow. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
So do you ever talk to this
And then the weird thing
person?
with it, no, I wish I got, like, then with the tissues.
That's so weird.
The weird thing about it was you had to acknowledge it while sort of pretending
it
that.
It wasn't a big deal.
That hadn't just happened.
Yeah.
You had to be like, oh, yeah, tissue. She's like, oh, yeah, I was just, you know, the dress fit weird. So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dress fit
like,
weird.
Like, it just, I put it on, I had it altered, it fit weird, so I thought that would make it, like, not look weird, and my, you know, it was kind of, I had to do it. I was like, you know, I get it. No,
you're like,
of course,
totally, I stick tissues totally. In my dick all the time.
I was like, I stub my pants.
Yeah, my dick has tissues on it, so don't worry. Yeah,
like,
so
I don't
awkward.
Leave the house without at least, like, five tissues. Yeah.
Stop. It was so awkward.
It was, the whole thing was just awkward.
Oh,
I was like,
my
this
God.
Is, this was amazing. And
That's
we
an
were,
amazing story, though. It's like a little short film.
I it's weird. It's,
I love
it's
it.
Something I've sort of wanted to put into a movie. It's not enough of a thing, but
yeah.
When I think about my dating life, it's one of those things where I was like, I'd been writing kind of a book of the, like, essays of these insane dates that I had.
I love this.
And now I was like, fuck, I'm so glad I didn't publish it.
Oh my God, you're so good for the show,
yeah,
though.
I
want to hear them all. You're here for 3 days. Like, what's the next one? Dude, that's amazing, though. Okay. That's an amazing one.
So,
And now I want to hear. I can just tell as many as you want because
okay.
I love
this. I'll do a couple.
Please. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we are going to be back with more of Eli Roth's crazy worst first. Stay tuned.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Okay, we are back. Hopefully you guys heard that last story is insane. Tissues, the go-to. I love it. It's like, it's just so perfect, but it's just hilarious. It's amazing. I love that. I've never done that, but I've never had to.
By the way, anyone, no one has to.
No one has to. By
no
the way, girls,
cares.
Do
Trust
not
me.
Stick tissues in your
Trust
bras.
Trust me, if you are a guy
yeah.
and there's like a beautiful girl on top of you
right.
and she's unzipping her dress, there's no need for any, like the guy is so... happy
yeah.
that is happening.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you could literally have a third breast and they'd be like, wow,
they'd be like, this
three,
is so great.
Is
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's nothing that's going to stop them at that point.
I love that. See, guys, or girls,
Nobody
rather.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And, like, if you're cool and you're vibing, like, it doesn't matter, you know,
guys are
right?
Just so happy that a yeah. member, it, like, you know,
boobs are boobs.
Boobs are boobs.
Boobs are boobs. And
any
if you
guy
have a pretty
that
face,
wants to be with a girl
yep.
and is just happy that the girl's paying attention to them.
Exactly.
Don't worry about
okay,
it.
So no more stuffing bras. We don't need to do that anymore. But I'm so excited. I want to keep – I'm just not even going to cut you off. I just want you to keep telling me stories. I
okay.
feel like I'm like a little kid like listening to story time. I love it.
So, again, the 90s.
Oh, my God. I love it. I wish
the
I kind of was more like grown up in the
you know
90s.
What? I feel like AIDS was a huge bummer, ugh. But I'm very lucky that I was a kid in the 80s and like a teen and in my 20s in the
yeah.
90s.
Yeah.
It was an awesome time before
I love
cell
it.
Phones.
I know, that's all
time.
Tommy tells me all the time. He's like, we got away with murder.
It's,
like, it was
it's
just
not that people
amazing.
Behave so bad. It's just that there was a looseness.
Yeah.
It was just fun. There mm-hmm. was like a fun atmosphere because anything you did, it wasn't really held against you forever
yeah.
or recorded and posted for the entire world to
right,
see.
Right, to try to destroy you. It's awful. It
wasn't like
yeah.
locked into the blockchain of
right.
life. That, remember when you
right.
wore that, you
right.
idiot?
Right, like, I mean, here's you in 2005 when you shit your pants. Like, it's just everywhere.
And I remember this. This will date me. Okay.
Oh, my God. But you look really young, so we're not going to say
much.
That. Yeah.
Election night.
Oh my God.
96, Clinton reelected.
Oh, Clinton. Okay, yeah.
There's a party. I like Clinton. There's a party that my brother had been working for a polling firm that was doing polling for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a huge party at the Tribeca Grill downtown, which was like a very expensive restaurant. So anytime there's a party in an expensive restaurant, you go and just eat as much free food as you can.
Right.
Because you're like starving artist in your 20s.
Yeah.
So we go down and there's like a big crowd of people there and a company. And there was one girl that sort of my brother had been, this girl said she was kind of interested in me and this and I had long hair then. It was very like Skeet Ulrich from Scream. That was sort of my vibe.
Creepy
90s long hair.
I love it.
And it was cool because Clinton got on the speakerphone and everyone listened to him being like, thank you so much for helping me. And they were like, yes, Mr. President. I was like, whoa. I'm like, this is kind of a moment. I'm like here for Clinton's reelection. So of course I am looking out the window and across the apartment, I think I see a couple fucking.
Stop.
I was like, and everyone's like listening to Bill Clinton, and I'm just like, are they fucking?
No.
Because that was sort of the game you played in New York City, was you looked at the buildings across just to kind of see what was going on, and maybe there's people fucking.
Right.
And this girl comes over to me, and she's very pretty, and she's like, she's for sure. Oh, no, he's going down on her. I'm like, maybe that's a cello. I think that's a cello.
My
no,
God.
That is a girl seated, and there's a guy there. And we're, like, sitting there, and I'm just
watching
like,
it.
And the two of us get in this crazy conversation about sex. I'm like, I could sit and watch strangers across in buildings, like, have sex. It's my favorite. She's like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with it. I think I can watch my neighbors fucking, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I'll sit there and I'll just start masturbating, watching my, like, neighbors fucking. And I have a whole drawer full of toys and, like, and a collection of, like, porn magazines and this. I was like,
and
oh,
Bill Clinton's all, hello?
And by the way, Bill Clinton being on the line. So we just get into this, like, very frank, kind of real conversation about sex. But she had come to the party with another guy.
Oh.
And she didn't want to embarrass him, and he was a good dude. And she's like, I'm not into him. He's a friend, but we got to, like, tone it down because everyone's like, yo, what's with Adam's brother? And I was like, I don't want to do that to him. He's a good dude. I know that they're just friends. He is her date. Fully respectful of that. She's like, but here's my number. Like, let's go out.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to be totally respectful. Here's my number. Call me later. I love it. It's amazing. Oh, my God.
So we go out.
Oh, my God.
I go to her house to meet her. And she's like, that was really crazy last time. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm not really like that. I'm like, okay. I'm like, she's like, no, I'm not like, it's not like, I'm not going to take my top off. I'm like, that's totally fine. Like, this is like, she's like, I'm a single girl in New York City. And like, you got to be careful about like weirdos and date rape and stuff. I'm like, dude, I get it. Like, I'm not in a rush. Let's go out. Let's see if we like. And she had Van Morrison on and candles lit in her apartment. And
I'm not taking my top off. She's taking it off.
And she had a book, a medical book, a true medical book that if you were a pre-medical student of social diseases, of STDs. And I was like, look, I'm all for safe sex and regular testing and using condoms. The last thing I would do before a date is sit and read every possible thing you could catch. Like,
crazy.
It's probably going to ruin the date.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that shouldn't be a part of the conversation.
But, like, not till you're in that part of life with that person. Like, it's kind of crazy before a date to be like, I'm reading.
And she's like, that's fine because we're not going to have sex anyways. I was like, no problem. And I think we were going to, this is, again, a very 90s date, going to watch a Tyson fight at a friend's house.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what you did. Now, the Tyson fight, you have to get there on time.
Yeah.
Because the Tyson fight lasts 30 seconds.
Dead. Because he knocks everyone out.
Because he just knocks everyone out. Yeah. But that was kind of the fun of it. So and one friend would buy pay-per-view. And then everyone would show up to their house and kick in $5 but that was like an event.
Yes.
If Tyson was fighting, that was like a party.
Yeah.
So the Tyson fight, it was pre-UFC, so it wasn't like a regular thing.
Right.
So we go to watch the Tyson fight, and we're kind of hanging out, and it's fine. And then she's like, let's go back to my apartment. And I go, okay, you sure about this? And she's like, yeah, let's go back. So we go back to her apartment. And now she takes me into the and there's a guy sleeping on her couch and I was like, what's
weird
that? And she's like,
what's that?
She goes, that's my ex-boyfriend. This is like, but this,
stop.
Here's the thing. This is fucking par for the course in New York in the 90s. Like, people are like, this is a crazy story. But if you told that to anyone in the 90s, like, oh, yeah, that was like, people just like stop by people's houses and like would bring your friends. You would go out and walk by your friends, buzz their apartment, go up, like
really?
Hanging out. Friends would stay there. It was so normal because it like everyone kind of started going around midnight or 12:30 and you were out till 6 in the morning. So kind of by 2 a.m., your friends would be like ringing your buzzer, be like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, we're watching, come on up. And then like, where are you going? Oh, my friend's at this club tonight. They're working the door. And then you'd go out at 4 in the morning. Like that was,
oh my God.
Your schedule was like, and then you'd sleep till 2. It was like, it was crazy. Like, I think about it now, like that's what it was.
It's really weird. I mean, my ex-boyfriend stopped by, so he's just sleeping on the couch.
Yes.
Weird.
So that's what happened. This weird. Would happen. This wasn't like,
but you
like,
weren't, but it wasn't weird to you.
No, it wasn't weird. It was just more of a hindrance. I was just like, and then she's like, we go in her room, and I was like, what about all those porn magazines? She goes, she's like, I didn't really have them. I just had one. I was lying. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And she's like, her room was like a mess. It was like a wreck.
But I don't like that.
And I was like, okay. And then she's like, ugh, this is really weird. And then her roommate was like knocking on the door. They're like, you have two people, the boyfriend's here, and now you're bringing another guy. And then the other roommate, who's a guy, is mad that she's bringing. She's like, we can't have five people. And I was like, you know what?
Whoa.
I was like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
I'll leave.
This is all good.
Yeah.
I'll leave. It's fine. It's fine. And then it's fine. So, like, I leave.
Okay.
Nothing really happens. I sort of tiptoe past the sleeping boyfriend and the angry roommate. And then she's like, and then she calls me again. And she's like, I want a do-over. And I was like, why? She's like, I feel really bad that my roommate. Now, she's a nursery school teacher.
Hmm.
And I noticed that at times she would talk to me like this.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, there was kind of like the nursery school teacher voice would come out, which wasn't a turn on. It was just.
No, it was creepy.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It was
weird.
Like,
yeah.
Do you want to drink? You shouldn't have it. Like, so something happened where, okay.
Oh, my God.
She goes. I almost get uncomfortable telling the story.
No, I want to hear it.
It's an uncomfortable story.
Guys, get ready to get uncomfortable.
Because it started off with like super sexual.
Yeah.
Then it went to super asexual. So now this is like the third, like are we doing this?
Yeah, and she sounds like she has a personality disorder. She's all over the place.
She was all over the place.
Yeah.
But of course, when you're like 24,
you're like, give me more. Yeah,
You're
like, I love this. You're like, a train wreck? Oh, hell yeah, sign me up. Yeah,
sign me up.
Can I jump on this train? Yeah. It's crashing into the wall. Yeah.
You're fully like,
I love it.
This is great. So she's like, let's go to a sake bar. And I was like, okay, great. She's like, there's a bar. And I meet her at her apartment again, and we get in a cab. And for some reason, she must have been nervous because her breath was really bad this time. But it was like that anxious stomach. I was like, Do you mind if we like stop for some gum? Because I really kind of feel like gum. And she's like,
no,
I don't
want
any.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, because there's a bodega on like every corner. So like, let's just stop right here. And I get like 6 bags of Chiclets.
Like the biggest hit
like,
ever.
I'm
the
like,
biggest.
I have peppermint Chiclets. And I'm like chewing like 3 of them. I'm like, do you want any? She's like, no, I'm fine.
Like, I really think you should have
some. I'm like, these are great because they're like candy and gum at the same time. They're like, it's not like having gum. It's like having gum. And she's like, no.
She's just
no,
not getting it.
Not getting it.
What the fuck? You're like, let me see if I can get them in your mouth. Yeah, like, ready? Like, open your mouth. Let's play a game. Ready?
Not happening.
Stop.
So she goes, let's go to the sake bar. I go,
okay,
fine. Let's go to the sake bar. She goes, the name of the bar is the smallest bar in New York City. And I'm thinking, oh, now I'm going to be in like close proximity.
Oh, no.
With the breath. But I want to be cool. And I'm trying to like, we've got to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, and she said, I got to be careful what I drink because I don't want you to date rape me. And I said,
what the fuck is wrong with this girl?
And I said,
she's crazy.
I said, excuse me? She goes, she's like, well, you know, you got to be careful. I don't think, I was like, well, I don't know. I would go, do you really think that that's who I am or what I would do? She goes, no. I'm just, you know, single girl in the New York City. And, you know, you get paranoid
and you think
about that. And I was like, I understand that. But like, you know my brother. Not that knowing you kind of changes that, but like.
But that's a weird thing to say on a
date.
That's
a very weird thing to say. And
so
I was like.
Weird.
I was also, but like the last time I was like super.
Nice.
Respectful and like you set the boundaries. And like, as always, like that's just you, like whatever you're, I'm not going to be with you if you're uncomfortable with anything. It's really quite okay. I'll be fine. I'm not worried about finding another date. Like this is like, I want us to both enjoy it. Like, why would you think? So she's like,
so awkward.
So she keeps, and then she's like,
oh no.
And then, so we
just
drink
with bad
a lot
breath
of
the whole
sake.
Time right now. Just, I don't want you to, she rape me.
The sake cured the breath.
Oh, thank fuck.
So we start making out. And then she's like, I want to go back to your place because I got the roommate situation. I was like, no problem. So we're in the cab and we're like, she's like, ooh, this is fun. Like, that was a big thing. Like, the cab ride was like kind of hot. Like, you'd see who the driver is, you'd see if they're checking out, you'd see if they don't care. And like, that was kind of like fun and naughty.
Yeah.
The taxi cab hookup, like, you have here to these amount of blocks and let's go. And so we're kind of making out and we go back to my place and she goes, and again, she's like, wow, I can't believe you haven't date raped me. And I go,
what the fuck is wrong with this? She's like wanting you to.
And well, I said to her, I was like, honestly, even like making that joke, it's a little bit weird. And if you're joking about it is your way of dealing with it. Like, if you want to discuss it, we can like fully discuss it. But if you want to, you know, if you want to leave, like, I'll just get you a taxi home. It's really not a big deal. Like, I don't want you, like, I only want you. No. I want you. And then it flipped to the other direction of like overdrive sexual. Like,
this chick is so weird.
No, but it got, but then I was like, she wanted to have sex and then I wouldn't.
Because you were like afraid.
Because
like,
I was very
fucking weird. She said some weird shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now, like, we've hooked up enough that we're like, I'm in it for the night. So she's in my bed at 4 a.m. and she's not going to sleep. And she's like,
she's staring at you.
Yes.
You're like, kind of tired.
And she said, she goes, tell me, I mean, this is me. I'm like face down, drunk, like trying to sleep. And she's like, tell me you're an artist.
What is this, like a scene from a film or something? Tell me you're an artist.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If I put it in a movie, people think I made it up. She goes, tell me you're an artist. I go, excuse me?
Oh,
she goes, isn't that what you want to do? You want to be a director? You want to make movies? Tell me you're an artist. And I was like, I was so uncomfortable. I was so, like, awkward and embarrassed where I went, I'm an artist. She goes, oh, that gets me so hot. That gets me so hot. And she goes, why don't you ask me anything about me? I was like, it's actually 4:15 in the morning. I'm really tired. She goes, why don't you ask me anything about me? You haven't asked anything about me. I was like, we've been talking about
for
both
hours.
Of us. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
She goes, I've traveled, you know. And I said,
is she on crack? Like, is there actual, is she a crackhead? Like, what is happening here?
It's someone who's
traveled.
So
tell me your artist.
Someone who's so uncomfortable with himself.
So
they can't just be.
And can't
they
be
can't
silent.
Just like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
In my 20s, I don't know enough to recognize that. I just think I have a crazy person.
Right.
I was like, oh, no, this is someone who's just very inexperienced,
nervous.
Really
yeah.
insecure, really in her head. And I didn't know how to just
deal
be
with
like,
it. Yeah, be like, dude,
we
you're
can
cool.
Just be,
we can
everything's
chill.
Good. Yeah. We can just chill out. Like, don't worry about it. I'm just tired right now, but I really like you and you're great. Like, whatever you'd say to just make them feel
better,
totally comfortable. And she's like, I've traveled. And I was like, don't you want to know where I've traveled to? And I'm like, I'm in After Hours, the Griffin Dunne movie. And I'm like, where have you traveled to? And she's like,
stop.
I've been to England. I went to Scotland. But I was like, honestly, I would love to hear about your trip to England
tomorrow.
And Ireland and Scotland. But if we could just sleep for a little bit. So we sleep in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And
Eli.
We wake up. And I walk out, and she's in the bathroom. She's using my toothbrush. So
ew,
like,
really?
I'll be getting a new toothbrush, yep.
Which is fine.
I was like,
okay. I'm married, and I don't even like that.
I was like, okay, crossing, weird.
Weird line, I guess. Weird boundaries.
It's a weird line to cross.
Yeah, weird boundaries.
And then she looks at me, and she comes out, and she's like, can you believe you didn't date rape me?
Are you fucking kidding?
And she said that to me.
Right now?
And I this was in the morning after like I put a stop to I'm clearly not having sex with this girl. And I go, I was like, I can believe it. I don't know why you keep saying that.
That's
She goes, I'm kidding. I'm joking. My God, do I have to make an announcement? Okay, joke coming. Okay, I'm gonna do that now. Here comes a joke. I'm gonna do that before every time I joke because clearly you don't think I'm funny. And I was like, it's just I was like, I get that it's a subject you want to discuss, but it's like really.
She's weird.
It really makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then like I turned around, I was like getting dressed, and I came out, and she was like drinking the last of my orange juice.
Ew, through the bottle.
Which was kind of a violation.
Yeah.
Like you never finished like
the last of someone's
orange juice in their house, and
I was
just like, or at least not asking or saying something. And I turned on TV. I turned like Talk Soup was on, and they had the clip of me in the Barbra Streisand movie, The Mirror Has Two Faces, bringing it back.
So
John Henson is on Talk Soup. With a clip of me going, oh, Miss Streisand, like superimposing himself in front of me as the worst extras ever, which I just thought was the greatest compliment ever because I was so terrible.
I love it.
And she's like, and I'm just thinking, and I'm looking at her, and I swear to God, I remember thinking, she's like, I was like, oh my God, now I'm going to have to spend, I really want to go for a run in Central Park, But okay, that if I'm gonna buy another 64-ounce Tropicana, that's $250. I think I have a dollar here. I'm gonna have to go to the ATM, take out a 20, spend $250, then get $250 ready for the Subway. But I'll want to bring $5 with me because I'll probably want a Gatorade to take for the Subway. And she just looks at me while this is all going on, and she goes, "I love the intensity in your dark eyes."
Stop. She you're goes, like, I'm literally goes, thinking about Gatorade.
Goes, do you know what she said? Stop. She goes, "Look at your dark eyes, thinking your intense artistic thoughts."
Stop.
And I was like, yep, my intense artistic thoughts. That was it. Oh. And then I didn't date her. And then she called me. We had one more weird phone call
my
after that.
God.
Where she's like, I'm watching she called me and I was like, hi. And she was like, I'm watching a porno. I go, okay. She goes, I'm just kidding. I'm really not. I go, why did you tell me you were? And she's like, I don't know. I was kidding. God, I guess I got to say it really. Joke's coming. I'm at work.
Did she have Asperger's? Like, what was wrong with that?
Like, something like that. Weird. She's like, yeah, here goes, joke coming.
Joke coming. Are you ready for it? I like
coming.
Porno. Just kidding. Don't date rape me.
God.
Don't date me.
And I go, do you know, sometimes you talk to me like one of your students. She's like, God, you're so mean. You're such an asshole. I was like, I don't know what to say. Maybe I was like, I'll call you next week. Like that was the last day ever.
What the
talked
hell?
To her. It was so weird.
This chick is a psycho.
She was She was like a girl in her 20s who hadn't had a lot of experience
with anything. Apparently, talking to humans, like communicating.
And
on
I
normal.
Think she was just really uncomfortable and didn't quite know how to handle it. There was nothing.
I can't believe you didn't date me. I can't believe you didn't date me.
There was nothing bad. There was nothing like bad that transpired.
Yeah.
But the whole experience
is awkward as fuck.
Is awkward as fuck from start to finish.
So
like having someone. I remember so vividly being in my bed with this girl when it would like switch from like the hypersexual to the I can't believe you didn't rate me to ask me about my vacation, and it was like this rotating wheel.
Weird.
It's like a slideshow. I was just like, I don't know what
is happening.
So I was just super, just like very careful, whatever you, yeah, okay, sure, no problem. It was, that
dude,
was.
Dude, that's so awkward.
Yeah, it was
like
awkward.
It definitely sounds like a personality disorder of some sort or something.
Yeah, and maybe the nursery school teacher was one of the personalities.
Yeah, like she definitely seems like
but
she had
maybe it's like she's like she could totally sanitize everything into this childlike manner, and then the other extreme of it was feeling like she had to be
hypersexual
and adult. I mean, I look back now and it's just, you know,
it's fucking weird.
It was
weird. Like I'm really sweet. Don't touch me. Don't rape me. Oh my God, I watch porn. Like it's like all
I'll
over the
I'll never forget
place.
That. I was just like it was.
So weird.
It was so strange.
I wonder where these people are now. Like she's gonna listen to this. She's gonna be like, "Fuck you."
Oh, she'll be
oh
like,
"Oh my God."
You know, like,
oh
what,
my God, what a psycho though.
But I don't think she was a crazy person. I think you know, I look at people that I was just like, oh, now that person like legitimately there was something disturbed.
Right.
And I was, you know, like. I thought it was fun and cool and crazy, but this was like actually someone who needed help.
So cool.
This girl wasn't, she was just
nervous.
Like, I think it was like social anxiety, awkwardness, not knowing how to handle a situation and just sort of needing to grow up, like, you know, as we all do. But I'll never forget that. Like her being so like unbelievably sexual and then unbelievably like nervous and then unbelievably like awkward and just like she couldn't sit still.
She just like she just kept changing personalities.
She just couldn't be. She couldn't just like let the situation sit, being like comfortable. Just like she was reading into every little thing. And you know how it is when you're with someone and everything
like
you do, they read into everything you're doing.
What do you mean by that?
And so, what do you mean by that? Why
are you
doing
looking
that?
At me
why
that way? Are you mad at me? Like what's going on? Yeah, dude.
Making all
oh my God,
that.
I know people like that too, actually. I'm friends with people like that. And you can't have a car ride with them without them constantly talking. You're like, no, dude, we can listen to the radio. Or chill. Like, we can actually just have peace with this. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want one. Do you have one more?
I do.
I want one more.
All right, one more.
Give me your, like, gnarly. I mean.
Okay, here
like,
we go.
I want
give
a
you
gnarly,
give me,
gnarly one.
Oh, this is a gnarly one.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, this summer, I went to Italy. And it's.
Oh, this is a recent one.
Yeah. I don't. They can't all be from the 90s.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's the 90s.
It
I want something that's got to be like, oh, this still.
Happens.
This is still capable of this.
I love it.
And a friend of mine was getting married and he's getting married in Montepulciano in this beautiful Tuscan wine region in Tuscany in like the mountains of Italy. So he invited me to come to his wedding and I thought this is a great kind of excuse. I just was like finishing House of the Clock and its walls and I thought, what a nice little treat at the end of it. I'll go and take this Italy vacation. I'll go to Capri, I'll go to Positano and I'll kind of seeing friends along the way. But this was like I was kind of 7 months divorced and split up. So this is my first time in six, you know, we were together 6 years. So really in 7 years, kind of going anywhere on vacation without Lorenza. And I was like, okay, this is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have to go and just, the whole year was just like being good with being by myself.
Right.
And like, it's just kind of reconnecting with yourself and your own thoughts and being, you know, using, really trying to take advantage of the time to like, kind of, you know, heal. Get to know where here, yeah, and where am I in my life and what do I really want?
Yeah.
And so my friend said, you know, come to this wedding. And I always kind of had this fantasy, like, what if at the wedding I meet some like beautiful Italian girl or something? We're
totally.
At this, they're at some 12th century villa and there's like incredible wine and Italian food. And it's kind of a small wedding, but large enough that there's, you know, it's like maybe like a 120 person wedding or something. Mm. So, and I'm kind of saving it for the end of my trip. So I've been like, kind of bouncing around Italy and just eating food and getting fat and having fun and tan and just like drink, like fully like fuck everything.
I'm just
going to eat and drink and relax and get sun and swim and not worry about anything.
Living your best life.
Yeah, just like not overthink anything. Whatever happens, happens. So finally at the end, I get to the town where the wedding is and it's my friend's wedding and there's a girl at the wedding who's just like, strikingly beautiful.
Of course, it's Italy.
She is, but she's like northern Italian, like green eyes and blonde hair and tan. Mm-hmm. And she's like the best friend of the bride. Uh-huh. So my friend, who's the groom, and you know, I kind of like introduced me to this girl, and I was like, oh my god, like, is she with that guy? And they're like, no, actually, she's single. And they're like, we don't want to force anything. We were going to see you guys together.
It's
clear that we're like the two single people at the wedding. And there has been discussion wait till you meet Eli.
Yeah.
You're going to, you know. So there was some Googling that was. So there was like, I was like, wow, so this is actually being like really kind of set up perfectly. Like here I am at this wedding in Italy. And there's like this beautiful girl. And she's a designer and works in fashion and is like traveled to India and is very earthy and really, really just very cool and beautiful.
Wow.
And so we're at the wedding and we're talking and we really, really click. Like this girl is like smart and cool and interesting and creative and really into design and fashion and blah, blah. So we're at the wedding and we're not seated together, but we're another friend, there's other Italian friends I have that are there, and everyone's like drinking, and they're at this beautiful villa, and there's the DJ, and like they start dancing, they're playing Italian songs.
This sounds amazing. I'm like, when does this get bad? This sounds great. Like,
no,
this is like a dream.
We're
like,
in
this
the
is like
dream.
Best first. Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
Best
this
first.
Is
we're,
great.
This is the
yeah,
part
this
we're in
is
best
epic
first.
Right now. I'm like, I'm living it. I'm here. I'm there.
So we're there, and they're playing all the like, and everyone's like eating the cake, and the wines are spectacular, and then everyone starts like dancing in the courtyard, and there's like the DJ, and we're all, and they're playing all these classic like Italian
songs.
Wedding songs
and
everyone's dancing, and by now I know enough of Italian, like I know enough of it, so I go to the DJ and I request Spice Girls.
Stop.
No.
Oh my god.
And I fully, and it was like spice up your life, and
I fully,
and this girl loses her mind in the
like,
best
so
possible
excited.
Way. Like that I like that that's
that
what
you
I
did that.
Not
yeah.
only
yeah.
that that's what I requested.
That's fucking amazing.
But that I could sing every fucking part flawlessly.
Oh
so I'm just like,
God.
You know, call us the world, spice up your life, everyone
oh
is like flamenco, lambada. We met like
oh
the
end of
chicken chicken chicken. Arriba. Like everything. And she's like, and we're just and everyone's going crazy. Like the whole fucking wedding
oh
is like
my
losing
God.
Their
spice
shit.
Spice up your life in Italy in a villa.
Lose up the shit in like this 12th century
just
villa.
So amazing.
On wine to like, and it's like you're out under the stars. It's like August. We're like Spice Girls.
Dude.
And this girl
we're
is
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. And this
we
just
all turn
like
into Spice Girls.
And we're
oh my
all
God.
Spicing it, spicing
oh,
up our lives.
Lives.
And this
yeah.
like beautiful girl is just
yeah.
like in my arms.
Oh my God.
And I'm like twirling. And suddenly there's like the we're like us and there's like a circle and everyone is just like watching us.
Wow.
And we're like, this is it.
This
like,
is
this
amazing.
Is like
this
the
is
romantic
the dream. Yeah.
Dream. And
yeah.
so then she's we're like, let's take a walk on the property. So we're like walking around the property and we're like then we start like kissing under the stars. And I was just like,
dude.
And we look and there's the villa and we can hear the music and we have the wine and we're like barefoot and we're
oh my
I'm just like,
God.
This is the greatest What could
this is amazing. Nothing could happen. What could go wrong? Yeah.
And then there were there was like one or two other people. She's like, okay, we should let's wait. Like, well, I have let's go back to your hotel room or my we each have hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I have a perfect, beautiful hotel room.
This is great.
So we're like, we're good. This is on. I was like, hang on, I'm feeling a little. Just 1 second. I need to just and I started to feel my stomach, and I was like, I think I'm getting a little sick because I, of course, overindulged.
You like and drinking and eating and
I need the bathroom.
Stop.
And I was just like, she goes back to the dance floor.
In the perfect moment.
And I go and I have level 5, what was the Japanese nuclear reactor Fukushima, meltdown. I have reactor meltdown level diarrhea. And I'm dying. I'm literally dying. I was my insides start to liquefy. And I'm oh,
dude,
this isn't
stop.
Happening. I'm like, this can't,
stop.
This can't be happening.
And then,
I was body,
just
you cannot.
Shitting. Shitting. You just can't.
And I'm just oh my God. So I'm and then.
What was in that cake? You spiced up your life a little too much.
So
oh.
Then I come out. And I'm fine. I'm fine. 5 minutes later, I was just excuse me, I gotta get back.
Again.
And I've now, I'm locked in this 12th century dungeon, and I've already used the entire roll of toilet paper.
Oh my God.
So I reach for another roll, and there's a curtain. And I grab the roll, and the curtain falls, and I'm sitting on the toilet, and the entire wedding is dancing. And I'm just oh my God! I'm having so I have to lean over and hold up the curtain. But it's not enough distance to hit the toilet, so I have to quickly buy it. I was did anyone see me? And I was just I'm crying and laughing, and I'm sweating now.
Oh my
because
God.
I was now it's crossing the door to do I have food poisoning? I was just I can't believe this is happening.
Oh
so I come
God.
Out of the bathroom after
I'm
45,
right now.
I was just it's a catastrophe.
Oh my God,
and
dude.
The wedding is basically over, and she's there, and she's do you want to ride back to do you want to come back with me? And I was you know what? I just sat down with her and I just looked her right in the eye. I was
I just shit myself.
I was just this could actually be one of the all-time most romantic nights of my life. But I assure you, if I go back to your hotel or you go back to mine, it will turn into the worst you've ever seen. I was I don't know what is going on with my body right now, but no other human should be. I'm going to need 3 mile radius.
Oh my God.
And she just starts laughing so hard. I was
aww.
I would love to have this beautiful Italian lovemaking. I was there's nothing more than I want. That is the fairy book ending. But my body is just not having it right now. And I was and if I go back to your
your
room, I will be in the bathroom the entire night. And it will be bad for
bad,
both of us.
Bad.
And you will never look at me the same. And I would rather just have the memory of me and you dancing to the Spice Girls Under the Stars, because if you see what's going to happen to me in the next two hours. And
it's
she just looked at me and she gave me the biggest smile. And she said, honestly, she's you really did it right at an Italian wedding. I've been there. We've all been there. It's your first Italian wedding. Everybody overdoes it. And that's the best thing ever. And you just had a great time. And if it's meant to be, we'll continue it another night.
Oh my God.
It was
amazing. So cool.
So cool about it. So then.
Dude, I'm dead that the curtain fell and the fucking
the worst
party
part is,
was right
is
there.
Best. Then I went back to my hotel and I was at the top of this mountain. So there's a weird thing with the taxis where they're only allowed to drive up the street during certain hours.
Have to walk, right?
So the taxi guy leaves me at the bottom. I'm like, no, I'm trying to explain to him. You can go. Because I have a window to get up to my room before I have explosive nuclear reactor level diarrhea again. And I go up and I'm just I see it. And I'm my body clock. I'm calculating the steps. And am I going to make it? Because I'm and by the way, the people at the end, they knew me and they gave me the best room. And
oh
they were super
God.
Nice to me. And we're so happy to have you here. Blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And I was great. And I'm just there. And I get outside and there are 4 fans who had seen me post a Snapchat with all this stuff to sign.
Oh my God. In
and
Italy,
they were so
outside
nice.
Your thing.
And they're we've been waiting here all night for you.
And your stomach's all.
And my stomach's there. So I had
your
to
your stomach's all, I'll sign that.
Sign autographs outside. Literally just
no!
stomach.
With your
insides,
stomach
liquefying.
Yeah.
And
oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. And then I went back and literally the rest of the night. I
did
was
you
just
make it into your room?
I made it to
you
my
didn't
room.
Didn't shit your pants.
Barely. I did not.
Oh my
shit
God.
My pants.
The fans
but
were
it was
wow,
close.
He's really sweaty.
It was fucking close. It was a very close call. Because once your body knows you're near the toilet, it's just like...
It just gets even more. Like it comes right out. It's
like the
ready
gates
to go.
Like come up and you're like, no. And like, you're just like, you're like, no, wait. Stop. And then you just like get
it's
to the
so
toilet.
It's so true, guys.
Like, and I'm like, like panting. And then I like, you know, shower.
Okay, but honestly, isn't it almost better than sex when you have that really good, you just get it out. You just have to shit so bad and you reach a toilet and you're just like, fuck. It's like,
and I was
laughing, so good.
And I was, and by the way, like I like texted her that. I was like, sex would have been like amazing, but I can't even tell you how good I feel right now. She's like, I'm so happy for you. Lisa, she was like, it was like that.
She's
was
the coolest.
She was the coolest.
She's the coolest.
Because that's the litmus test. Like, if someone can handle that, then like, what else is there?
I mean, we're all human.
It's like
it's gonna happen.
Everyone has had that, like,
everyone.
Liquefying,
I don't care who you are,
shitting your pants diarrhea in front of like the one that you want to think you're attractive. And the fact that she was like so cool with it, I was like,
she's like, I've
this
been
girl's
there. Dude, even like the hottest people, everyone's had it.
Everyone has diarrhea.
Every single person.
And by the way, do you know what else I found?
What?
Everybody loves diarrhea stories.
Dude,
like
when, everyone.
Like when you, like, I know it's not like a thing to talk about, certainly not when you're, but like when I, like I told a very close friend that story and she, and they were like, oh, is that the diarrhea? Like they thought it was the best.
It's the best.
They're like, that is the funniest.
It's
most
the best.
Human.
It's so relatable. The Spice Girls, like,
been
fuck,
there.
Dude.
The Spice Girls, it was all
I can't
set
believe
up.
The shit fell and the fucking crowd was out there. That's insane. And you're trying to hold up the curtain. And so they
dude,
don't.
It was terrifying. Terrifying. Everyone dancing in a wedding. Look, cut to Eli. Diarrhea attack.
Oh Bear my Jane. God. Hashtag diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Hashtag diarrhea in Italy. Oh my God, dude, the best stories.
Yeah.
And so as I knew, you would be the best storyteller on here.
Well, you're like, the best. No, but I was thinking about it. I was like, I wanted some fun ones. I wanted like a sort of like silly, crazy one, a dark, crazy one, and then like a ridiculous. But you know what? It's fun. You know, sometimes when you have that crazy date and that awful experience, it's either like gonna make it or break it, you know?
Exactly. It either brings you closer or you're just like, get
either
me the
like,
fuck
I'm
out
in,
of here.
Or like,
yeah.
I'm out.
Oh my God. I love. First of all, I love a relatable diarrhea story because it's the most relatable. Everyone's
been
there.
It should be like entire podcast.
I just want, you know, I'm changing the name of the podcast to just fucking shit stories. I just want all your shit.
Brittany Ferland shitstorm.
Brittany Ferland shitstorm. Just come on here, submit your best diarrhea stories, guys. We'll tell them all. Eli, thank you so much.
Oh my God, my pleasure.
You're amazing. Guys, follow him. He's on Instagram, Eli Roth. I mean, you already know who he is. He's everywhere. He's directed amazing films. He's super talented. I can't wait to see what you have coming up next. Are you allowed to like say anything about it or what you're working on or anything like that? Give me
not yet. I'm getting
not
close
yet.
Though.
Okay.
I have a couple things in the works. One thing like that I'll possibly shoot this fall and another thing that I'm kind of secretly editing. So
ooh.
So there will be an announcement soon.
Yes, very excited. We'll have to have you back on. So
definitely
get some more shit your pants stories. And
I know I have to go on some more dates and you know
go on some more dates.
Take some laxatives.
Right.
I don't know how I'll ever match that.
That
level.
Was amazing. All right, guys, spice up your lives and make sure to fucking shit your pants. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week. More worse first. Woo!